Lecture topic. Every success requires effort.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Everything that we do in this world is effort needed. Without effort, man cannot do anything. You can't just talk, oh, I want to become like this, I want to become like that. It's very easy to say those things. But more important is to make effort, to have to make an effort to do anything. Everything is an effort. Without effort, a person just merely talks, would gain nothing at all. If you say, now leave sin, every day you can say, I want to leave sin. But until one does not make some step to leave those sins, then it's useless talking about it. I want to do this, I want to do that. That is not in Islam. Once you say you want to do something, you must make sure that you make an effort to do it. In our life in dunya, when a man wants to do something, he doesn't say, I want to become this, I want to become that, and he sleeps quiet. He makes effort to become something. All kind of effort he makes. The sacrifice he makes, you'll be surprised. All those good things he likes too, but because he will achieve a certain thing, he goes out of his way to sacrifice all those things just to achieve those things. Now you can see this much, that if all his leisure is prepared to sacrifice, he merely just achieve that one thing, whatever degree he wants to. Likewise, the road to Allah Ta'ala too. If a person wants to get near to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he can't just say, I want to leave sin and commit sin all the time. The effort must be there all the time to show his action shows that I want to keep away from sins. Until unless his action does not show and keep away from sins, merely talking means nothing. So that's why they say if a person wants to leave out sins and all, then he has to do only one thing. What is that one thing? That he must not follow his nafs. Because your biggest enemy in this world is your nafs. The biggest enemy is your nafs. For example, I tell you, I want to leave drugs. You know, you talk, I want to leave drugs. It's very easy to say that. Very easy to say that. But you still go to a drug. Because the effort is not there that, you know, I want to leave it. If he's got true love and fear of Allah Ta'ala, then he'll make sure that I can die, but I will not go near it. I can die, but I'll not go near it. Why don't we become like that person, a true, sincere person, like we went to Mawlana Gongohi Rahmatullah Alayh, and we told him this much that, you know what, I'm making tawbah. They were not like us. When we become murids, the first thing you've been told to make tawbah with all the sins, that you won't commit the sins again. That you will not go near it too. And if you go near it, it becomes that you have to make tawbah straight away. Here he said that person making tawbah, he made all the tawbah. Then he's telling his sheikh, you're telling me to make tawbah. But you didn't ask me, I'm taking, you know, drugs. I'm taking what, dakha. What about that too? But here in this days, you'll hide from the sheikh. You wouldn't tell him to. So he told him that, you know, I'm taking dakha. I want to make tawbah of that too. He said, okay, make tawbah. I told him to make tawbah. You make tawbah and all this of it. And now you must know, when a person is got used to those kind of things, it's not easy to leave it. You can get very sick also. And your life can go away too. But it so happened that the person was so sincere. He was so sincere that I made tawbah of committing the sin. I made tawbah of all the sins. I'm not going to near no matter what happens. The doctor at the time told him that you're going to die. You say, I'm not concerned dying, but I won't go near the sin again. Can you and I do that? Allah must give us that kind of tawbah. I'm not talking a tawbah of a man who committed sin at the time of Sahaba Ikram, they're very high. I'm talking in our era, a man of that kind who made that kind of tawbah, if only we can make that kind of tawbah. In other words, to have the tawbah, to have the sin, to have to hate for sins, you know, hate for sins. This is what you call really to hate for sin, hate. You know, a poison, you don't need to take poison. Likewise, the sin must be like poison. I don't want to go near it, no matter. You don't want to see it too. The love of Allah must overtake everything else. So he wrote to his sheikh and told him, Hazrat, this is my condition. The doctor said that I have to take it, otherwise I'll die. But I made up my mind, I'm not taking it. You make dua for me. Look how much of trust he had on his sheikh. The trust he had with Shaykh, that my Shaykh made dua for me, Allah would accept it. However, the Shaykh made dua for him. And after some time, he was very cured for everything. Thereafter, what do you think he did? He went to his sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Hazrat, I brought some money for you. Money? What for? This was my money that I should every month use for my drugs. I said this, my good, my sheikh. Did you see the sincerity of the man? The sincerity of the man is that love for the sheikh one side, the love of the sheikh was of that time, that kind. He never went back to the drug, but that money came. He did not have that greed that let me use it up. I must give it to my sheikh. Thereafter, alhamdulillah, whatever he became, this will tell you this much that how you and I are supposed to be. That the moment you make tawbah, the sin, the most important thing, the sin that you commit, you, when you may say, I'm going to leave the sin, just merely to say, not everything. You have to make an attempt to make sure I won't do it again. All kind of things. Until then, like a person who was involved in interest all the time in his life. Now he always eyes open that, you know, my business is full of interest. Now I'm going to. Let me get rid of it. But no one is doing that. They are more involved, round into more into interest. They don't realize this much that that's a, what a sin, that's like a war with Allah Ta'ala. Any home that you go and see the people who are involved in interest, there are so much of misunderstanding and quarreling all the time at home. There's no happiness at all. How can there be happiness when there's a war with Allah Ta'ala? And there's no happiness at all. When you're living for a progeny, something else, Allah Ta'ala. So just to tell you that if you're really concerned, alhamdulillah, we have people of that concern too, who are very, very concerned, alhamdulillah, that they make tawbah, they don't go near it again. I know so many people of that kind, and it's not that you can't count, you can see them there too. And you can see after that, their life is something else. They say themselves that one of their own life is different. Why not? It's because when you follow the command of Allah, Allah must give you everything else. A man says straight, well, I'm going through some difficulties, but I'll not go near the bank. I just 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I met a person. I forgot about it. He told me, Allah, you told me one thing, don't go near the bank. Alhamdulillah, today Allah has given me everything. So much He's given me. You have to have trust in Allah Ta'ala. But he did not go near the bank. He managed to not commit a sin again. How much Allah has given barakat in the house, happiness, everything is there. So we have to learn this much, that don't follow our nafs. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, keep your nafs as far as possible from you. Do not even think of going near it too. That's the only way you can reject your sins. Do not go near your sins. Allah must give us the tawfiq. A person got a habit of womanizing all the time. I get calls from people, they're telling me, my husband is like this, my like that. Yet even he comes like he's a very pious person, but the sin he's committing. We cannot open anyone's faults here. But just to tell you, he's so much involved in the sin of that kind that house is on fire. And yet, you know, he does not want to make tawbah, but he knows sin. If you're not going to commit tawbah, no one can help you. You have to decide to make tawbah yourself. I'm not going to go near the sin. That's why when you sit in a majlis, the person, if he sits in a majlis, if he's really sincere in his heart of heart, whatever sin he's committing, immediately he says, Ya Allah, please forgive me, I'm not going to go near it again. Then when he says those things, Allah helps him. Allah helps him. Because without the help of Allah, nothing can happen. Like at the moment, that sin, the biggest sin is the sin of the eye. The sin of the eye is so big, you don't know how pious people are also involved in sin. Oh Allah, save us from that. Because that is sin when it penetrates into your heart directly. All kind of sins, but you must know this, the sin of the eye is so strong at this moment. Our whole society at the moment is full of fitna and fasad. Man cannot even walk in the street anymore. Man cannot even go to the malls anymore too. If he goes anywhere too, he has to be very careful with him. I find nowadays Muslims are covering their head when they have eyes and they're going to sit in the planes too. Now you and I won't, they cover their face out there, they want to say, the fear is there. Not that they were covering the fear, they Allah, my eyes not falling. So we are in an era of that kind. that we read namaz, everything, but we are in an era of called fitna and fasad. My Hazrat's words I'll never forget. He says, ke jitne madaris hote rehte, itne zyada aur fitna bar rahi hai. What a thing he said. And when I think of that, I just see that. So we have to understand this month that we have to keep away from sins until unless we don't have that hateful sins. Hateful sins must be of that kind. That at all times, we must have that. So when you have this thing called the nafs, you know, if the nafs can be controlled, and the only way is the first thing, the first example Imam Ghazali gives us about the nafs, is don't get angry. Anger is the worst thing. If you and I look into our whole thing here, you'll come to know the worst thing, that quality we have is anger. Every small thing we get angry. That's why he says you know, have anger, make sure that you overcome it with patience. Make sure patience. Patience is very important. Until unless you do not discipline yourself. You know you can read namaz. You can make zikr. You can do everything. You can make thousands of zikr too. I'll give you one incident of a person. He went to the masjid. He was making zikr. He was making so much of zikr. He was involved in zikr. So strong in zikr. A man was sleeping there. He was actually sleeping. When he sleeps, you don't know what's happening. And while he's sleeping, he began to snore. And he began to snore. He shook him up. He said, "Don't, why are you snoring? Tell me what was his condition when he saw him that he was making zikr. The effect of zikr was something big sabar. The effect of zikr must be big sabar. He did not make sabar. He said, shook him up. Why don't you wake up? This is the Tanvi Rahmatullah giving us this incident. He shook him up. But we woke up. You know, I mean, what is it? He slept away again. Again he started snoring. In the end, he killed him. In the end, he killed him. Yet he was making thousands of times zikr. So much of zikr he making. Alhamdulillah, zikr is something will assist you, but is not the real thing to do. With zikr, the most important thing is your akhlaq. Your akhlaq. Your akhlaq is most important. Your character, your morals. What's the use you make zikr and when the wife tells you something out of turn, you blow up. You forgot you're making zikr too. She must tell you, what zikr you make? You really make zikr, then you make fikr also. The straight way look down. So as Imam Ghazali Rahman says, the most important thing is this much that we get anger coming. Why don't you bring about patience in you? Sabr, patience is very important. Patience is so important in every way of life. If you got only patience, you become strong and patient. In every occasion, you know how to save the situation. An example, I tell you, we go walk on the masjid now. A man will swear at you, he'll be vulgar with you. When you be vulgar with you, if you got patience, you won't even look at his face too. You won't look at his face. But the moment you got no patience in you, you look at him and decide what to do. You won't keep quiet. You'll take up with all kind of words. Why? In every way of life, you'll come to know the most important thing is patience. Patience is the name you have to go through. So you have patience, even at home too. The big problem is the wife will blow her whatever she says. But if you only have patience, you see half your battle is solved. Everything is solved. Alhamdulillah, so many people when they talk to me, I say, have patience. You don't have patience, the wife says nothing. What can she say? She can say, keep quiet, she keeps quiet. She'll blow her mouth, but you don't blow your mouth. You don't spoil your mouth. But what happened, the patience come in. At work too, is that you can lose your best worker merely because you've got no patience. So that's the first thing. Second thing is arrogance. Arrogance is a very, very bad thing. To be arrogant is so bad that there's no one like me. Why must I be told? That kind of thing must not be said. And the only way that can come into is humility. Humble yourself. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave us one remedy, humble yourself. I always say, my friends, when you go home, humble yourself before you go in front of your family. Because that family, you must know, it's very difficult to stay humble. You can stay humble with people, but stay humble with the family. When you go there, because they'll tell you all kind of things. When you humble yourself, and they can tell all kind, but you won't speak one word. Humility, that will bring barakat in the house too. You understand? How to bring barakah? Your child may tell you something out of turn too, but you become humble. You become so humble. You walk in the street to you humble. That is the way to go about. You must be very humble. Namaz teaches you humility. Do you know something? Namaz teaches humility. If you know how to read namaz, that is. Namaz, everything that Allah Ta'ala says, every posture you're taking, that brings about total humility. If that quality is not coming to you, that means you haven't got no quality. Just imagine a person, no matter how much he's involved, performing reading namaz, he's enjoying his namaz, but the humility is that, Ya Allah, I did not read namaz. I did not read. How I want to read namaz and not read namaz like that. So in other words, what brought that? Because every posture is, the only ibadat that you go, the lowest of the lowest is the most expensive part of your body is the brain, the crown. You put it right to the ground. Once you put it in the ground, you're showing Allah, there's no one worse than me. Why don't you only read namaz, have that in your heart? Then when you read namaz, Allahu Akbar, that oh Allah, you're the greatest. You make opposite, I'm nothing. But in nothing, in this sense, if someone has to tell you something too, it will not affect you. That quality must come into you. No matter all the good things you do, but you feel in your heart, I did nothing. You don't boast about it too. The fear is always there. You know the Sahaba Ikram, when they get the opportunity, when they get the good news that they are Jannatis, they made sure that they became even more humble. Ya Allah, you gave us that title, it must not be that you take it away from us. Do not take it. That they did. We also have the same quality should have them. So how important it is that the quality we get, the most important thing is this much, that you must know humility must come to. Force is anger. Anger you must never have. No one say you must not have anger, but don't let anger overtake you. No one can. You have anger coming into you. It comes, but do not let it happen that it must overtake you. It must not overtake you. Be very patient, hold yourself. You know when that buzruk, when that servant threw that hot food on his hand, you know he looked because the anger came, you know, it's hot water, hot food. But the moment he looked at her, and she read one ayat of the Quran, al-kazimin al-ghayz, wal-afin an-nas. But because he was equipped, he immediately retracted. And he went to that extent, he even freed the fit. Patience. You have to have a lot of patience. Everything. Namaz too, you must have patience. Why are we rushing to read namaz? Different thing if you're missing your flight. Different thing you have to go somewhere. But like that, why you want to rush to namaz? Namaz is a thing that Rasulullah says, my pullers of my heart and eyes is namaz. Our coolness of the eye is not namaz here today. His coolness of the eyes that whatever he goes through, any difficulties, the most important thing he turns to Allah Ta'ala. Because he knows there's no other road, no other door beside that door. And he should turn that thing. That's how he should be. Which we were supposed to have the thing. So the thing is this month, that when you become of this kind, that all the time when you begin to do good deeds, see, when you do continue good deeds, then Islam, the secret of Islam in a person continues doing good deeds, a time will come that good deeds overtake all the bad deeds. Yubaddilullahu sayyatim hasanat. Allah does in the Quran too. It takes over all the bad deeds. And once that overtakes the bad deeds, a time will come that your whole life is second nature to Islam. Second nature to Islam. Everything is your second nature. Whatever you do is everything is second nature according to. You know, you wear your clothing, you don't have to remember, you do the right way. You go to the toilet, you don't remember, but you do the right way. Everything becomes second nature. This is what you call. You take your clothing out, it's second nature. Your eating is second nature. No one has to tell you Bismillah. No one tell. Everything, you're eating a morsel of food. Every morsel you're taking, you say, Ya Allah, you gave me this food to eat. You know, you're so involved in this kind of, that every morsel you put in, you say, Ya Allah, let this food must become more. You make intention that through this food, I must be go make ibadat and all that. So this is the quality that we're supposed to have in us. Then that's the thing. So that was the secret, the qualities of angels were given to us. The quality of angels. And what are the quality of angels? They do not know what's the meaning of sin. They only know one thing, obedience to Allah. They always ibadat all the time. Now that does not mean we must also be in ibadat, we must remain ibadat all the time. That even when we are in businesses too, we are in ibadat all the time. When we are walking in the street, we are in ibadat all the time. The most important thing we must remember that we are وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created insan and jinn for only one purpose, and that is ibadat. Ibadat does not mean only namaz. Ibadat not only means Quran. Ibadat means the complete way of life. Everything must be ibadat. Save the situation at home, save the situation at work, save the situation outside. And the most important thing to save the situation is humility. Humility. So that's so important, humility. Humble, be humble. Make yourself humble. Sometimes you just sit down and say, yeah, I am nothing, to make yourself humble. To make that quality into you, I'm humble. After every namaz, like you sit down, before namaz, your time, sit down there. And make yourself that I'm nothing. Tell to yourself, I'm nothing in reality. And if someone has to tell you to, you must say he's right. That's why when someone take out your fault, you must be able to accept it that, you know, it's true what he's saying. Unless you don't have that quality, if someone has to run you down to the ground, and you don't feel hurt about it, then that's human nature. When Hazrat Mullah Hashim Gongoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Haji Imdadullah said, what you would? It's good, I mean, making him sit next to me, although he's not fit to sit by me. Not fit to. And he looked at his face to see now how he felt about him. Today, if I come to your house or you come to my house, and isn't that someone, hey, that friend of yours came here, and hey, he's lucky he's sitting next to me. He's not supposed to sit next to me. He's supposed to sit outside. What will do? What will happen to him? Till you don't get that quality of that kind. I'm trying to say what we're supposed to get in us. A person can run us down to the ground mean nothing to. Remember one thing, the whole world, Haji Imdadullah Rahman used to say, the whole world can say, I'm a kafir, but if Allah says, I'm a mu'min, I'm everything. And if the whole world says, I'm a mu'min, Allah says, now I'm a kafir, then what's the benefit? We're not concerned of the world, we're concerned of Allah Ta'ala. He must be with us all. Do not cause harm to anyone. Be humble. So namaz became to dinner. Then the third thing, which is very important, is always do not become a stingy person. A stingy person is not a person Allah loves. A stingy person never becomes stingy. Become generous. Generous for the right things, not for the wrong things. For example, I tell you, you got a friend of yours, you know. He's asking you for something which is against the law of Islam. And then you give charity to that person, that is a gunegar, is a sinner. But another enemy comes to you, reckoning I'm in big trouble, I need help. And you know he's a true person. If you're a true Muslim, you'll give him whatever it is. In other words, you must know where to give and not to give. Generosity at the right time. Your own child can ask you something which you're not supposed to give him. Your love must not overtake the love of Allah. The love of your wife must not overtake the love of Allah. Remember one thing. It must not overtake the love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If your child asks you for something and you know it's against the law of Allah, no matter how much love you have, the love of Nabi Muhammad is not over. You must say. No one say you must hit the child, but you must know how to be kind to the child and refuse. Very important. Even the wife can ask. But we're not doing that today. We're not doing that. So this is very important that at all times, so generosity, don't be jealous. Do not become, you know, this stinginess is something that Allah does not like. You know, when Allah Ta'ala created kufr, He created stinginess. He created stinginess. When He created iman, generosity. So how generous you must be. You must be generous. He gives you. Do not feel hard to give your zakat. Give it happily. Always give it happily. That's why Nabi Karim says, certain people, Allah Ta'ala made them of this kind, that you know, they can just give what they want. They just give. So that's how it's supposed. You can give how much you want to give. So the question is this much, that this is a few things. The quality of faristas must come into us. The quality of faristas. You know the faristas, they actually brag to Allah Ta'ala, why are you creating man? And Allah Ta'ala says, what you know, they're even higher than you. They're higher than you. So we have to prove ourselves that Allah made us high. We must remain high like that. The only way you can remain high is unless you and I do not keep away from sins. Sins is something you must keep away. But I'm not telling you wonderful life. You can keep everyone happy. End of the day when you leave this world, then who will be unhappy? Allah Ta'ala. Keep only Allah happy. The most important thing is to see the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the thing. To Allah ta'ala, the principle is to get. That's why you find a person, you know, when he commits sin, he's a sick person. A person who's committing sin is a sick person. If he's not sick, he won't do that. He's a sick person. He's sick of sickness and all that. That's why one is the food of the soul and the food of the body. When a person commits sin, he's committing sin all the time. A person, when he gets sick, he has to go to a doctor. Likewise, the person, when he gets sick of the soul, also has to go to someone, or at least the thing that he must go do against his nafs. Many a time you find that there's something jais, but you must, because it's your nafs overtaking too much, you must keep away from that. So many halal things a person keeps away from. Many halal things a person keeps away from, merely so that it is halal, but my nafs want it. My nafs want it, I'm going to have it. For example, I tell you this much. You had a good meal, alhamdulillah. When you saw a big cake came, your eyes became bigger than the cake too. Now tell me, you full? But you know, I want to eat. Now this is what you call now that non-nafs, you know. That nafs, when you say halal for. Now if you are a very intelligent person, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. No matter what happens, I'll not eat it. Yes, if that person is a person who can tell you to keep a person's heart, take a small piece, not a big piece. This will keep you happy. But it's true like this that every food, like say in case you had a good meal, and now you're going for a drive. Now while you're going to a drive, you don't need to spend money now. You ate well, but because you saw one place, and this one got something, the wife said this in here, let's buy the thing. But ask yourself, it's not a matter of stinginess, it's a matter of your nafs. Let us not fulfill the nafs that way. Do everything, but do not fulfill the nafs. So if you ask Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for 30 things in his life, what was halal, he never ate because of his nafs. So when a man, when he continues, I'm not saying please do not do at home, and if they want to eat, you must eat, but if you want to do something else. But do everything, ask your sheikh before you do that. Now you don't think, you know, I said that, now you go home and say, I'm not going to eat any more food. But I don't want a dead, buzuk, yeah. Eat food with that intention, ya Allah can make ibadat. If you eat, that's come ibadat. But just to show you, there's many a time we don't need certain things, but we just take it because it's kind of a, you know, formality. Let me keep myself happy. No, you don't do that. So this is what it is. So if you want to destroy yourself, if you can, the body get destroyed if you do wrong things. Sins you commit, the body gets destroyed. Likewise, the soul also gets destroyed. So if the body gets destroyed, nothing, because you go down the grave, it gets finished. But the most important thing is the soul. The soul is so important. That's why Allah Ta'ala has given the month of Ramadan. That's why Allah Ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month to nurse the soul. All the time, with everything of the best. And Allah has been so kind to us that He made sure that He chained all the shayateens, that my banda must not go to any taklif at all. That's why you find in month of Ramadan, a person, where he get the strength to make so much ibadat, where he get the strength that he never come to the masjid, he come to the masjid. That is Allah, from His infinite mercy, is giving his banda that condition, so that his soul must be so strong. Nourish his soul all the time. Keep away from sins. And you notice the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. No one wants to commit sin at all. If only we can do it after Ramadan. The main important purpose is in Ramadan, whatever we do, our intention, ya Allah, till the next Ramadan, keep us in this condition. So this is a very important thing, that at all times. So then you find that, you get three types of people, three causes. One is a person that from the beginning, Allah made him soft. Very kind, no anger, nothing. You find certain people like that in your society too. Very soft person. They know nothing. He's gifted for that. But Allah wants us, we must toil a little bit. We must go through hardship a little bit. Sacrifice. We must sacrifice. We must make sure we bring patience in us. We must make sure we bring humility in us. Because that reward is something else. One is something you get free, and one is something you have to work for. So we are people of that kind, we have to work towards it. And the only way we can work is with this thing here. They toil for it, work hard, sacrifice. For every sacrifice, you don't know. Like a person got a habit of looking at something bad in his eyes. Like for the cell phone, it's very, very bad today. If you look at the filth and you stop it every time, not going to see it, not going to see it, and Allah forbid. And if he passes him in that condition, he's a shaheed. He's a shaheed because he's made sure he kept Allah happy. So this is very important, to bring that kind of life into us. That how we can bring about the hateful sins for every sin, adultery, fornication, everything, our eyes, if Allah can protect us. Make dua Allah Ta'ala protect us, keep away from it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala sayyidina Muhammadin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما الحق بالصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على برحمتك.